feeling right now.
Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For all those killed by others or by their own hands. Tom Fackenthal, Jordan Johnson, Edward Story, Carolyn White, Christy White, Shanti the Mouse, Sinead the Chipmunk. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Travis Boone, Brian and Brandy, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Bruce Miller, Lindsay Piatti, Sarai, Pooja Shah, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for health and well-being. Kabdi Lama Zomba Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Galton, Venerable Chöki Lamo. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. Jorge Aurelio, Jim Barnes, Carl Barnett, Luce and Narcisse Barona. Narcisse Barona Sr., Susie Baum, Dale Bullis, Yuki Burrows, Helen Clayfield and Shirley Retzler, Ted Domi, Kashi Droma, Mildred Gooch, Crystal Green and Family, Tracy Haas Thompson, Christina Harrison, Frank Holt, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Dell and Chu Sue Johnson, family of Jordan Johnson, Barry Judge, Helen Kasanoff, Jonathan Kramer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Jim Lillig and family, Kim Lillig, Mary Lojek, Ina Lovelace, R.M., Georgia McDonald and family, Leonard Macklis, Wilbert Martin, Florence Fisher McClure, Elvia Mahey and family, Bruce Miller, David Muller, Audrey Murphy, Marie and Kevin Murphy, Evan Merlin family, Jessica Nunley, Marie Oliver, Jay Pandya, Patty Pandya, Dan Pascal, Lindsay Piatti, Renee Reina, Ann Rivers, James Rowan and Teresa Creighton, Ralph Romley, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Ronnie Schumann and family, Andre Smith, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Lovesum Tuptum, Dion Washington, family of Carolyn White, family of Christy White, Shea Wokowicki, Margaret Young, Brittany the Maltese, Dorjan Cadre the Pigs, Padme Tara, and Padme Solomon the Cats, Utpala Lily the Cat. Would you like to join me in the praises to the 21 Taurus? On page 191 in the Gold Book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and den and bus bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Om, I prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara, heroic, eyes like lightning instantaneous, sprung from open stamens of the lotus, her words, turbine lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden, blue, and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with the Tare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, or Gandhavas Yakshas. Homage with her chant and piss sound, destroying plasmatic diagrams, her feet pressing left upright and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she was frowning lotus visage, she was slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with Vijaya Mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions whose adorn her. Homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tatare, subjugating Mara's devas. I'm a sheeple to summon all Earth Guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home signs, saving from their famous fortune. Homage, crown, adorned crescent, moon anonymous, most shining, Amitabha in her hair not sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreaths ablaze like eon dining, fire abiding, rush of flippant joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats, sailing with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soul, ha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes at peace asunder, freezes whom a knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter of a shapeless syllable whom Piper Snapper shakes the three worlds, Mirror, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Devalik form with white spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the king are rise to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Drisososa spirit Yakshas, and race corpus supreme Ture. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. And the prayer of benefits on page 190. Whoever is endowed with the devotion toward the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So we'll be starting with the seven limb prayer on page 27 in this gold book. And we finished LC 96 on page 154 last week. So I'm assuming we'll do LC 97 on page 154 today.
Okay.
Okay. In the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 27, and we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer in Tibetan. Page 27. In the Gold Prayer Book. Gosum gupe gone cha tse lo nye shang yi tu tse ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun tam che shak ke pa ge wa nam la ye yi lang
kormatam padule june dola cheki kolo korvadam da jenge na janju chen forno.
Now please turn to page 97 in the same book. 97. And we'll chant the short mandala offering, and then we'll continue on the back page, chant request to turn the wheel dharma.
Sa shi perki chu shi me tog ta.
Purification practice, the mantra. So, are you here first time? Yeah. Okay, you already came. So the mantra that we are going to say is like basically to purification practice. Okay, purification practice. So, first seven set of mantra and like then same visualization applied to each and the next. Second one, then third one. First seven dedicated to purify any negative karma that is related to the physical body, then completely purify. Not just the three times negative karma associated with the physical body purifies. Then after the mantra, first seven set of mantra, then after that we'll pause a little bit. So then please visualize deep down from your heart that Buddha was just calling your name home, my fortunate child, the three times negative karma, the relation to your physical body completely purified, then your body, you know, become pure as Buddha was the body, or your body become one with Buddha was the body if you have initiation. Okay, if you are initiated to do this practice, or some practice means not reciting mantra, you don't have to have initiations, you know, but visualizing yourself as a Buddha Vajrasattva, then you have to be initiated to do that practice, okay? Huh? So if you already receive initiation, then at the end you can visualize that your body become one with Buddha Vajrasattva body. If you don't receive initiations, then just visualize that your body become pure as Buddha Vajrasattva bodies, then remain like that, you know, rest of your life, okay? Huh? So then the whole idea is now like pure body, pure mind, pure speech. No, pure speech. So that little bit faster.
It's on page 64 in the Gold Prayer Book. We'll start with the verse of praise at the top, and then the mantra, the 100 syllable mantra, is at the bottom of the page. Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration.
Also, you know, if you don't know, like, no need to worry, if you're not able to follow the mantra, just hearing the mantra, just meditate, okay? Just meditate and visualize the hearing the mantra will purify, okay? Purify.
Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manipalaya Vajrasattva Tenapati Shadido Mebawa Sutokaya Mebawa Supokaya Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sarva Siddhi Meprayat Sarva Karma Susame Sitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavana Sarva Tathakata Vajra Mame Mutre Vajra Bhava Mahasamaya Sato Ahum Te Om Vajrasattva Samaya Maya manu palaya vasha sato tenapati tadido mebawa sutokayo mebawa supokayo mebawa anurakto mebawa sarva siddhi meprayacha sarvar karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakat vajra mame mutre vajra bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manu palaya vajra sato Sato teno pati shadido mebawa Sutokayo mebawa Supokayo mebawa Anurakto mebawa Sarva siddhi meprayacha Sarva karma susame Chitam shriyam kuruhum Aha ha ha ho Bhagavana sarva tatakata Vajra mame mutre Vajra bhava mahasamaya Sato ahum te om Vajra sato samaya Manupalaya Vajra sato teno pati shadido mebawa Sutokayo mebawa, supokayo mebawa, anurakto mebawa, sarva siddhi meprayacha, sarva karma susamne, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tatakat, vajra mame mutre vajra bhava mahasamaya, sato ahum te om, vajra sato samaya, manupalaya, vajra sato teno pati, shadido mebawa, sutokayo mebawa, supokayo mebawa, mebawa anurakto mebawa sarva siddhi meprayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakata vajra mame mutre vajra bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manupalaya vajra sato teno pati shadido mebawa sutokayo mebawa supokayo mebawa Anurakto mebawa sarva siddhi meprayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakata vajra mame mutre vajra bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te om vajra sato samaya manupalaya vajra sato teno pati shadido mebawa sutokayo mebawa supokayo mebawa anurakto mebawa sarva siddhi meprayacha sarva karma susamne chitam shriyam ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tatakata vajra mame mutre vajra bhava mahasamaya sato ahum te
Om Bhadra Sato Samaya
Mani Palaya Bhadra Sato Tena Pa Shishta Dida Me Bawa Sutto Kaya Me Bawa Supo Kaya Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Susame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Kata Bendama Me Musa Tesa Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Bhadra Sato Samaya Mani Palaya, Benza Sato Tenapa, Chisto Dido Mebawa, Suto Kayo Mebawa, Supo Kayo Mebawa, Anurakto Mebawa, Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha, Sarva Karma Susame, Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum, Ha 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 Ho, Bhagavana, Sarva Tata Kata, Benza Mame Musa, Benza Bawa, Maha Samaya, Sato Ahum Te Om, Benza Sato Samaya, Manu Palaya, Benza Sato Tenapa, Chisto Dido me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, aha ha ha ho, bhagavana sarva tata kata, benza mamne musa, benza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, benza sato samaya, manu palaya, benza sato tenopa, chisto dido me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma susame, chitam shriyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho, bhagavana sarva tata kata, benza mame musa, benza bawa maha samaya, sato ahum te om, benza sato samaya, manu palaya, benza sato tenapa, chisto dido me bawa, suto kayo me bawa, supo kayo me bawa, anurakto me bawa, sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tata kata benza mamne musa benza bawa maha samaya sato ahum te om benza sato samaya manu palaya benza sato tenapa chita didam ne bawa suto kayam ne bawa supo kayam ne bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Aha ha ha ho Bhagavan Sarva Tata Gata Benza Mamne Musa Benza Bawa Maha Samaya Sato Ahum Te Om Benza Sato Samaya Manu Palaya Benza Sato Tenopa Chishto Dido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sarva Siddhi Me Prayacha Sarva Karma Susamne Chitam Shriyam Kuruhum Aha ha ha ho Bhagavana sarva tata kata benza mame musa benza bawa maha samaya sato ahum te.
Benza sato samaya
manu palaya benza sato tenapa chisto dido me bawa suto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum aha ha ha ho bhagavana sarva tata kata benza mame musa benza bawa maha samaya sato ahum te om benza sato samaya manu palaya benza sato tenapa chisto dido me bawa suto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva Siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susame chitam shriyam kuruhum aha ha ha ho bhagavana sarva tata kata benza mamne musa benza bawa maha samaya sato ahum te om benza sato samaya manu palaya benza sato tenapa chisto dido me bawa suto kayo me bawa supo kayo me bawa anurakto me bawa sarva siddhi me prayacha yacha sarva karma susam ne chitam shriyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakat vizamam ne musafen sabava maha samaya sato agum te om vizha sato samaya manupalaya vizha sato tenopati shadijom ne bhava sutokayom ne bhava sukokayom ne bhava anurakyam ne bhava sarva siddhim ne prayacha sarva karma susam ne chitam shriyam kuruhum aha ha ha ho bhagavan sarva tatakata vizamam ne musafen sabava maha samaya sato agum te om vizha sato samaya manupalaya vizha sato tenopati shadijom ne bhava sutokayom ne bhava supokayom ne bhava anurakto ne bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susam ne chitam shriyam kuruhum aha ha ha ho bhagavan sarva tatakata vizamam ne musafen sabava maha samaya sato agum te om vizha sato samaya manupalaya vizha sato tenopati shadijom ne bhava sutokayom ne bhava supokayom ne bhava anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma susam ne chitam shriyam kuruhum aha ha ha ho bhagavan sarva tatakata vizamam ne musafen sabava maha samaya sato agum te om vizha sato samaya manupalaya vizha sato tenopati shadijom ne bhava sutokayom ne bhava supokayom ne bhava anuraktom ne bhava sarva siddhim ne prayacha sarva karma susam ne chitam shriyam kuru ha 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 ho bhagavan sarva tatakata vizamam ne mucha vinsa bhava maha samaya sato ahum te.
Thank you, wonderful. Back to the class. So, is he
97?
97? No, 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 so very short review, page number 154, so then there's LC 97, page number 154, okay. So here, please look at the 96, maybe, you know, short review. You know, here you say going with the flow, not just word, it requires some knowledge. You can't just, you know, go with the flow if you don't have something to think. So, having a good understanding of karma, law of causalities, and will, you know, help, will help us how to how to deal with you know, difficult situations. So that's what's all this strength number 96 is about. So what you do when you face some kind of like difficulties, what do you do? Niju jibir jibir yungadu midu dunga chata baju jil lingi jibu sibir jingi lamdu longba chinjil lo so tuning has a transforming unfavorable conditions into favorable conditions. So that's what all the stanza, this practice, the stanza 96 is about. Niju divitivi yongkati, ni environment, chi, being in environment, niju divitivi yongkati. So, lot of, you know, like tense, environment wise, being inside environments, all, you know, upset or something negative, not happy, you know, the environment is like kind of difficult, all the people inside the environment is all, you know, kind of like not happy, you know. Niji divitivi yongkati, midyadunga chada baju jangso, midyadunga undesirable difficulties. So it pouring down on you like rain, undesirable problems pouring down on, like, not just like one here, one there, it's like pouring down on like rain from all directions. Niji divitivi yongkati chada baju jang, lengi devu sibi judu ni chingiranda lomba chingiranda so. Or you have options. You can think something positive, or you can think something negative, or blame someone. That game will never end. It cycles again. That's choice. Or you can manage to think something positive. Look at that situations. It's all tense, environment-wise, people-wise. This whole circumstance is very, very tense or very, very undesirable. You have choice. You can think something negative, make it worse, or you can think something positive, make it, you know, not necessarily to change the circumstance, but change here. Change within your mind. That's something you can do. Change in your attitude. Change in your thinking. So that's what this practice, you know, it's not necessarily changing other people's attitude, other people thinking. No. It's like changing here, how you look at that situation. So, niji divitivi yongkati midu dunga chada baju jang, lengi devu sibi judu ni chingiranda lomba chinjiranda. So that's like dealing with the situation through like through knowledge about karma, through understanding of karma. There's one way to respond. And benefit that you will not blame anybody else. So that's like dealing with the situation through understanding of causal law of causality, or what you call karma. And like it was if you do not change and lambda long, but change it means no unfavorable conditions. Lambda long means no, take that unfavorable conditions and transform that into path. Take lambda long, taking unfavorable condition or miserable condition, then transform that, you know, not take, no, you are already facing that. It's not like you are taking, or it's, you are already facing that. But basically transforming that into the path, you know, path, and which, you know, allows you to go with the flow or let it go, or maybe think something, you know, positive. Okay, so this is the number 96. So then after that, 97, Donna, so, Donna means, you know, like, In brief, literature translation is in brief. So we've been talking about that, you know. So in brief now, Dona Sangen Nawa Chichaya. Sang means Nawa, Nawa means appearances. Appearances, Nawa means appearances. Sang, good. Ngen, bad, no? Dona Sangen Nawa Chichaya. No matter what kind of appearances that you, well, no matter what kind of appearance, you know, that might be, or maybe something good or something bad, Dona Sangen Nawa Chichaya. Chukku Ningbu Tongi Nyamnijo. Chukku Ningbu Tongi Nyamnijo. The Chukku means all the phenomena. Ningbo means, you know, like essence of all the phenomena. Not sure how to translate it. In short, okay, brief or short, no matter what appearance arise, be they good or bad, you know, seek your blessing to transform them into the path increasing to bodhicitta, you know. Through the practice of five force, the quintessence of the entire Dharma. That's what it means. Essence of entire Dharma. Because that means like Chukku or you could say entire Dharma summarized in this five force. Five force represents entire Dharma, or maybe five force is the essence of all the Dharma. I mean, Dharma means, you know, teaching, right? Teaching means to protect our mind. That's what teaching means, you know, like to protect our mind. That's the teaching. So now, through the practice of five force, the five force time of death and the five force lifetime practice. Similar name, you know, a little bit different meanings, but similar name. The term is similar term, but different meanings. No? If you look at the Lamrim teachings, it's clearly listed this five force. There's five force time of death. There's like, you know, self, could be like self power. Power means, you know, transcending, how's it? Transcending the consciousness to upper realms, the pure realms. Do you ever heard of a power? Power. Now that practice is part of the lineage is already broke. That's called Pua Dungju. Lama Marpa from the Kagyu lineage, he has that lineage, and, you know, he has hand down that lineage to his son. I don't remember now name, and the father, he's the last person who hosts that lineage, who holds that lineage. So that lineage, what it does, you know, so actually it's for good purpose, but, you know, people have been using that quite negative ways, you know. So you can, so you, they basically, that you are getting old and you decide to go to some young people's body, you know, you just push their mind out of their body and you go in there and basically they use their body, you know, to live there. So that doesn't, you know, from the animals, from people. So we need misuse. So the Ralotava, there's one Buddhist name called Ralotava, and his commitment is to, you know, like basically destroy the lineage, you know, so because it's been for good purpose, they've been using now, you know, in like negative ways, then Marpa's son, he's the last one who holds that lineage. Then Ralotava somehow, you know, finish him, so because of their lineage is not doing much good, you know, later on. So that's like the one of the, I think, practice from Naropa Yoga. So po means, you know, like through the power of practice, then you have the your transcending you're sending your consciousness into the upper realms, higher realms, where there's less problems, no? Higher realms. Mm. So then the five-fourths time of the day, Miss Bridget is listening very carefully, and like generating as a master, so facing down. Hello.
She heard her name.
Yeah, she's looking at me and everything. So anyway, that's called power practice, huh? Transcend the consciousness, you know, upper realms. So there's, but the term is same term, but this is like five-fourths, is like you summarize lifetime practice into those five-fourths. That's what it means, huh? Called the force of white seat, force of white seat, huh? Kapha Sabhijitam. The powers of the five powers, power of white seat, power of prayer, power of prayer, so, then the rest is in the book. So mainly, you know, to like say, whatever appearances, whether it's positive or negative, you know, so then use that as to increase the practice of bodhicitta, you know, altruistic attitude. You know? If you're having great time, then immediately you wish that, you know, good time for everybody, you wish them to, you know, have, you know, like happiness that you are enjoying right now. If you are entering in the Buddhist path, immediately you think, oh, that you wish that for all beings, you know, all living beings. Huh? Okay. Then when the appearance is something negative or something bad, what you do? So you know, like you do tonglen practice, or you do giving and taking practice, or you know, So then look at that from the compassion point of view, you know, look at that, then there's opportunity to develop, you know, compassion, so. So doesn't matter what kind of appearances, so. Then, thus to meditate only on mental happiness, so. If you can do that, you know, so then, you know, in short, no matter what appearance arises, good or bad, you know, I think your blessings means, you know, blessing, the definition of blessing is to transform them into the path, increasing two bodhicitta, conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta, then, you know, you look, conventional bodhicitta is like, there you, generated that, you know, based on six cause and one result. This one instruction I already explained. The second instruction is like exchanging oneself with others. And rely on those two instructions, then you develop conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. So that, you know, right from the beginning, you know, all beings, not just you, all beings, you know, right from the beginning, that's like how you say, First we say I, then we say my relative, my family, my country, my people, you know. First I, then my. Thambu ngashe dala shinjis. First you become kind of attached to self, I, you know. Then my, you know. That I is not really clear, you know. That I, that you know, you are becoming, you say I, and what is that I, you know, how you see that I, you know. How you identify that I or self. It's not very clear, you know, it's not very clear. Maybe that I is completely projected, which is not there, oh. Everybody who did not see emptiness directly and had these problems, you know. From that point of view, okay, oh, fundamentally, everybody is confused. So that from that confusion, then leads to another confusion. Then you say, my, right from the beginning, I is not very clear. So therefore, you know, basically what I'm trying to say here, this is, you know, ultimately there's two types of bodhicitta, conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta means, you develop this altruistic attitude towards all living beings based on this fundamental ignorance, fundamental confusion, no? Not able to identify what is self. But there's so much research has been done, hundred years worth of research has been done how to identify self. Merely level self. It's not a body. Of course, it's level on the body, five aggregates. It's based on five aggregates, you know, then you level John, Gishigalek, you know, Miss Brittany, and Brittany. Yeah. It's just level. You know? But we don't see like mere self. We don't see mere self. We see absolute self, inherent self, independent self. You know, that's what we see. Then that is according to Nagarjuna's teachings about emptiness, that's like misconceptions about self. That's, you know, sometimes they're called fundamental confusions. You know? So, then, you know, develop an altruistic attitude towards all living beings, you know. As I said many times, you know. Whether it looks good, you know, smells nice, dress well, doesn't mean we have no problem. Everybody has issues. Everybody, including myself, we all have issues, you know, to deal with. You know? So, then from emptiness point of view, you know, it does not mean something negative, non-virtue, that's, you know, it is problem. Problem does not mean non-virtue or negative. It means, you know, like not knowing the mind that clings so tightly on self, that mind is the way this mind apprehending the self, is the self does not exist. So when you meditate on, then when you meditate, so if somebody called John, how you feel? If somebody called John, is it your body? Is it your mind? What is it? John, how are you? John says, I am fine. That I means, you mean body? Or you mean mind? Or you mean something else? What do you mean? So there's no so much study has been done on that. So how to identify self. Conventional self, then the self that's completely projected, 100% projected. So mere I, you know. Nothing to be serious, everything is level, it's just level, you know, it's just called. Nobody born as a John, you know, you are born as a small baby and you are called John. It's not like you become John, you know, like from nothing, you know, somebody decided to call you or John. Then from there, then you become John. So just everything, you know, just level, you know. So it says like, people who have the realization of emptiness, so they don't take things very seriously. You know, it's like, this is like, it appears like moon. But it's not moon, it's the reflection of the moon. But it looks exactly the same, but it's not moon. It looks like moon, but it's not moon, it's just a reflection. So ultimately it's all like illusions, you know, like Jumata Vitti is illusion. So Chinachana Juma Melada Chinna Chenam Chinnang Chenam Chi, external object, external, all the external existence, all the internal existence, you know, such as like mind, the feeling, everything. Chinnang Chenam, you know. All the external existence, all the internal existence, Chinachana Juma, like illusions. It's like dream. Pamya Chona, you know. Dazu Chichindu Naya, so it looks like it appears quite clearly in the still clear lake. All this appears, it looks real, but that's just reflections. It's not the table. It's just reflection. Tamatuna dasujunaya. It appears like moon. It appears like tree, but it's not tree. It's just reflection. No? Naya dhamma mesu jivinas dhava chinjir so, naya dhamma mesu jivinas dhava chinjir so. You know, the probably, the animals, or some animals probably, when they see the, when they reflect the mirror, so they kind of like, shows up, kind of like, you know, their power, especially the cats, all of a sudden they see the mirror, they kind of like, shows up, their whole body is raised up. What it appears, it looks like, and it's just reflections, you know, you can't react because it's just reflection. But if you don't know, you know, so do you hear about the story about rabbit and the lion? I think the lion is buzzing around in the town, you know, so there's, I think rabbit is considered a kind of smart animals. Oh, rabbit, so maybe the only way to get rid of that lion is maybe to bring that lion to the close to the well. Well, tell that lion, or there's like another, you know, huge animals, you know, much, much powerful than you. So if you can, you know, why are you bossing us around? You can just eliminate that animals to get to the well. And the lion looked, they see the reflection, you know. Then that looks kind of scary. They're kind of like growl. Then growl back. Finally, jump into well, finish. It's the bottom line is the reflection of our thought. It's a reflection of our thought. It's not exactly, it's inherent, absolute, unchanged, but it's the reflection. So it's like, clear the reflection in the still clear lakes. It looks exactly the same, but it's not tree. It's just a reflection of tree. So then knowing that, then it's called, there's a special name for that, gymnastics, you know, concentrations like illusions. That's what it's called. Anybody knows? Gymnastics, concentration like illusions. So that means, no, this is not something serious, it's just a reflection, no? Anyway, so, probably I don't know how to say it in English, so, No, that's like in the Guru Puja, it's like the end of the six perfections. When you go through the six perfections, no, in the end, the wisdom part, not right, maybe a couple of stands behind the wisdom part, no? Chinachana, Jumamelana, Tamasana, Naya, the members of Jimmy's over. Naya, the members of Jimmy's over. So, anyway, so, do you find?
A mirage, a dream.
The still clear lake, the reflection of the moon.
Yeah, a mirage, a dream.
Kamala, you see?
Yes, LC 107.
What is, can you read the special name of the concentration called Jumitinzi? What is it? Illusion like concentration, like illusions?
Mm-hmm.
What is it called?
Sometimes called space like meditative equipoise on emptiness. Where you see nothing but space, and where you're aware of is emptiness.
Just go up, Dr. Brown, please, there.
The discriminating wisdom analyzing suchness. I seek your blessings to perfect the samadhi on illusion by realizing how...
Okay, samadhi on...
illusion.
So that's what it is, that's what I'm trying to say. Jumetingzi. Samadhi means, you know, come abiding. Samadhi means the Sanskrit word, come abiding. That means the highest level of concentrations that you can achieve. Samadhi, the Sanskrit word, come abiding. You know, very strong concentrations. Concentration has samadhi... like?
On illusion.
Yeah, samadhi on illusion. That's what that means. That's called jumetingzi. Illusion like juma, jumetingzi. You see things, but you don't take them very seriously. You say, oh, this is merely level. It doesn't, it's not inherent, it's not like absolute, unchanging. It is like dream, it's like illusions. So therefore, person who, you know, sees emptiness directly, they don't take that is, for that being not everything is very serious. Doesn't mean they don't care. That's what I mean. That's not what I don't mean. So no, so they are not going to court up with, you know, they are not going to court up with the labels. We are, you know, before we see emptiness, yeah, we are caught up with the labels. All right, we are very much caught up with the levels, no? So, because level for us is like something concrete, absolute, inherent, unchanging. For them, it's like illusion. It's just level, you know? It's just level, you know. It's like merely level. There's nothing from it on side. It's just called. It's called. This building was called before fish pro. What's it called?
Fish,
they sell fish.
Yeah.
Then we call Kadamba Center. Then it become Kadamba Center. It's not like, oh, this become Kadamba Center since this they built. No, it's not like that. No, you buy a house. They say, oh, this is my house. No, this is my house. So then somebody mess around. Then you, it does affect you. You know. So. No, I goes to supermarket, then they see a lot of fruits. It's not yours, no, that belongs to them. It belongs to Harry Student. When you pick it up and put it in your basket, now that's mine. Then if somebody pick it up, it does matter, you know, it is mine. Huh? So so then my, I, everything, you know, the bottom line is merely level. So I think just thinking, you know, like just thinking like that based on the stanza, you know, Chinachana Jumamanam the Tayasan of the Hujan Naya, demanded the Sudan Jumedis of a Chinchilo. So the wish, you know, wish to develop, you know, this come abiding on illusions. So then, you know, from that point of view, from emptiness point of view, then you develop altruistic attitude towards all living beings. Then that's called ultimate bodhicitta. You know, two types of bodhicitta, conventional bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta. Conventional bodhicitta is powered by, you know, these two instructions, you know, six cause, one result, jundi mengadi, bhashen nyamji, exchanging oneself with others. So the ultimate bodhicitta is, you know, like powered by, profound understanding of, you know, ultimate truth. If you can transform good appearances or bad appearances, if you can transform that to if you transform that to favorable conditions to increase your bodhicitta, so in the end, then you can just enjoy, mental happiness. Or when you are managed to do that, and just, at the last one, thus to meditate only on mental happiness. Because this is all about bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is like horse. If you manage to ride that horse, teve chunga kun seve, it eliminates all the, cho means, like sadness, cho means sadness, related to your own life, sadness related to other people's lives, sadness related to the world, sadness related to the whole world, environment, cho ngal means, difficulties. Teve chunga kun seve, if you manage to develop bodhicitta, and that will, bodhicitta will eliminate all the sadness and all the, difficulties. Chunga kun seve, teve chunga kun seve, so that's the kind of, that's called bodhicitta, like horse. Teve chunga kun seve, chanju simchi tashunyas. If you manage to ride that horse will bring you to happiness, So, if you have mind, why you get discouraged or feel kind of like I say, how come that you are not inspired to ride that horse if you have mind? Does it make sense? So now move to the LC 98, Joashi. So if you wondering about the five force or five power, so then look at the Lamrim teaching, Lamrim liberation palm of your hand. If you, some of you remember by heart, then you are fully welcome to say. Power of white seed, power of prayer, power of, determination, power of determinations. So feel, okay, we'll like count power of white seed. What that means, it means, thinking something positive, okay, thinking something good. That's what the power of voice it means. Oh, now, thinking of it, yesterday I, managed to say something nice to someone, makes them happy, remembering that, power of voice it, any good things, power of, determination, power of determination, I am it's almost like motivation. I am going to think about, no matter what, I am going to think about altruistic attitude. I'm going to think about bodhicitta. So now you, as a pampatam, is like more like motivation. You motivate yourself. Okay, that's what I'm going to think. No matter what kind of appearance, bad or good, I'm going to think about bodhicitta, like that, power of determination. Power of wise, power of determination. Order might not be the right, but it doesn't matter. Then power of namasunjibhita.
Donna said power of familiarity. Being familiar.
Compared to power of familiarity, compared to So if you are, you know, like doing, if you have been meditating on bodhicitta based on, you know, one of those instructions, six causes, one result, doing review meditations, reviewing them by your heart, you know, or like, you know, going through them like step by step, you know, or just go review meditations. So you've been doing that quite a long time, that means you become now quite familiar. It used to take 20 minutes to review. Now it takes, you know, like that. See, back in Tibet, one monk, when he ride horse, what is the, from this side to other side, that's called saddle. Two saddles, right? Before he put his another feet to the another saddle, he finished entire Lamri meditations. Then he's been doing quite a long time, you know, so that becomes so familiar, you know. It will take a long time, now becomes so familiar. Or like, Miwo Tsumis, you know, like, you may not remember every single one of them, but, you know, looking down on the town from the high mountains, the whole town is under your eyes, right? Something like that, you know, they become, whole Lamrim become like that, you know. You don't have to like, look here, look there, you know, you just see them all like that, you know. How is it called? Bird's eye view. Bird's eye view, you know, you just see them, you know, like that. So that's part of familiarities, then part of white seed, part of familiarities, part of motivation or determination, so the power of wish or prayer. So this teaching style is now goat, you know, animal, goat. There are many, many different teaching styles. The one, this teaching style called, particularly this one called goat eating grass. It only tip of the grass, then left rest. Then let know. So then another one is called like teaching style of like crow making nest. Then the crow's nest very not very organized. They find one fish, they just drop there. Then they don't know, it's like, you know, from one power from here, one power from there. So then Mijing says another teaching style is called elder people eating food. They only eat the soft one, they leave the hard one. So you only experience the easy one, then you leave the hard one. That's another style of teach. There's three different style of teaching. Crow making nest, you know, there's not much order to come here. Then you get all this crow nest, you don't know how to... or five power. To me, Joash is now instead of number 98, okay? Now look at 98. I seek your blessing that I related everything I may meditate meet to meditations through the skillful means possessing the four applications. So, So the problem, you know, just to remember the number, I think is not going to probably make sense. So anyway, four applications, and that I may make this life of liberty, enjoyment greatly meaningful through the practicing the advice and the pledge of thought transformation. So, Jawashita dhubya tangaji thala kandu gomla jyota, thala kandu gomla jyota, thala kandu gomla jyota, lo jyota, tamjali dhubya dhubya dhubya, Jawashita dhubya tangaji. Did you ever heard about Dharma offering? Maybe Dharma Brown, probably you always heard Dharma offering. Dharma, Dharma means, you know, this ritual cake. You make the ritual cake. Not like, there's many, many different kind of ritual cake. So then like some kind of like tea, black tea offering for the Dharma protectors. Huh? So I think it's probably better to skip that. No, probably it's not going to make sense. Okay. Huh? What do you think? Rara Ravi? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Better skip or to explain? It's probably not going to make sense. No, like...
Might be good just to hear it next to you.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
So we can understand it.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. Sake of knowledge? Sake of knowledge, yeah. Thakua, you see what the Lama says in the commentary. Oh. Suzy, are you hot? Feeling hot?
Oh, it'll change.
Maybe you can turn them
okay.
Maybe.
Other people are cold.
Pare pare jong no no no. Conditions. So this is now sec for sec of knowledge or sec for or sec of how you say sec of knowledge or sec for no. For the sake of knowledge. Okay, for the sake of knowledge. Qie conditions. Qie sangye means, you know, sang, good conditions, nian, you know, difficult conditions. Qie sangye qi junya, no matter what kind of conditions may come up. Junya, gejo ji kuma tang, gejo ji kuma, gejo ji kuma. Tang, qi dhubi tozu, qi dhubi tozu qi shiba. Taking those, you know, whether it's like good or bad, taking that, no matter what kind of, like, what kind of conditions, but using those conditions, whether it's a good condition or bad condition, using them is to, how is it, gejo kuma means, you know, like, some kind of inspiration to engage into virtuous deed, positive deed. So, then also kumata, or it's like say, oh, it's very inspiring. You know, it's very like eye-opening experience, life-changing experience. It's very inspiring. So you know, like when I talk with Susie, you know, Susie talks about, you know, this is not real. I'm just making this up. So you know, like. Talking about the diet, you know, it's just very inspiring. So I'm now very much inspired, really rethinking how, you know, about my food, all of that, something like that. No matter what kind of condition that appears, so using that, transforming that condition into some kind of inspirations to engage into virtuous deed. Then bringing that to into spiritual practice, spiritual path. Kye sangye kangi kyang zi myunye pa tepa chimbe lam nyudu dhoba chao se. Very little impact, if it's like something good or something bad, you know, in my mind, not much impact, you know, it's not much impact. You know, so if it's something good or something bad, in my mind, there's not much impact, you know. Like exactly like Lama Zhapa Rinpoche, stroke. Physically, there's like, you know, something like, not like, but in mind, probably zero impact. No, there's no, probably no impact. No, something like that. Oh, Jie Sangye, Kangi Jie Zimin Diba. Zimin, you know, like, how you say, like when you make the draw, huh? need. Yeah, like that, or bad, or like bad condition, good condition cannot need you. I say, cannot need you.
Can't push you around.
Huh? What do you call it? When you make draw, you know, so towards you can like flat them left up and down, then you just do all kinds of things like that.
You can't be twisted around.
You can't
be twisted.
The bad condition, good condition doesn't make you, it's not going to make you draw. You does not become like draw. No, you can just make it wrong, then you press, then you know, then all kind of, you know, like, because Z means littleness, you know. So, so anyway, so the point is like, no matter what kind of condition, it will have very little impact on your mind, you know. It's not going to, what is there, kind of like mush you around?
Yeah, push you around.
Mush you around. Zero me liver. So now that's that completes how to transform difficult conditions, you know, unfavorable conditions into favorable conditions, doing that mentally, right? This two is now complete. Now doing that, you know, it's like Jawa means, Jawalism is, you know, through preparations, or like, out of these four, what do you call, four applications. First one is called accumulate merit. That's the first application. Accumulate merit. So is sometimes just called like collection of merit. So that's also now, this is for sake of knowledge. For the sake of knowledge. So there's two types of, you know, collection of merit. One, it, you know, creates the physical part of enlightened beings. One that creates the mental part or energy part of enlightened beings. Mainly, out of six professions, first five professions engaging into that practice will create the cause of the physical version of enlightenment. Then, you know, that also indicate to 32 sign, 80 marks of enlightened beings. Are you familiar with the term? Yeah. Here, some Muslims say 32 sign, or like hair, the size of the hand, size of ear, eye. You know, this all like this beyond ordinary beings. You know, So, there's 32 of them. Then page some with Jeju. You know, there's 80 mark. As I mentioned before, if you want to know the detail of that, then you read the clear Ornament of Clear Realizations, or the text composed by Maitreya Buddha, chapter number 8, there's a detailed explanation. I think that text is already translated into English, you know, If you wonder, if someone asks you questions, if you wonder, you know, where to find, there's the Ornament of Clear Realizations, the text composed by Maitreya Buddha, so that chapter number 8, then you look there, so it's clear. Detailed explanation of it. Okay. The out of four applications, the first one is called accumulate merit. That means, you know, like generosity, practicing ethic, practicing patience, generosity, ethic, patience, concentrations. Doing that happily, joyfully. You're doing something positive, joyful. So these first five professions create the cause of, you know, physical enlightened beings' qualities. Then the wisdom realized, meditating on emptiness, to create the course for Ishigatso. This is called Ishigatso. The first, four implications. First one is accumulation merit. The second one is purification. Purifications. Second application of purifications. Purifications. So now the worry about the third one. Dengke la tormatewa. I'm not sure how many American people believe in Dengke. For only Dengke that you have here, like telemarket call. obstacles. There's like no obstacles that are created by invisible spirit. So I'm not sure how many you believe, so that's another thing. So when you feel their presence, when you feel something their presence, what do you do? You give them something, you know, rather than thinking how to get rid of them. You know, probably you can't get rid of them. So then you do this ritual cake offerings. Give them ritual cake offerings, you know, out of compassion. Don't get them other. Then the second, the third one, third application, first one, accumulated merit. Second one is purifications. The third one is offering food, basically food, you know, for, you know, like invisible. If you feel the presence of them, so then you, you know, offer them some ritual cake, huh? Now it's like, should we stop? It's not raining. Okay, they're like invisible spirit. Some of them like say roaming around in the space. Some of them are roaming around on the ground. There are many, many different kinds. Because we can't see them, we cannot see them. Why? Because their physical appearance is very subtle. Very, very subtle. We cannot see them. Sometimes you can hear them, sometimes you can hear them breathing, but you know, actually you don't see them. Anyway, there's many, many different kinds. So you offer them ritual cake, basically it's like, you know, offering them dolma, you know, dolma that made out of like, you mix like yogurt, milk, sugar, honey, brown sugar, butter, the six substances. You know, this is like called white food. You make out of those six substances, you know, so then, three sweets, honey, sugar, brown sugar, the three white, yogurt, milk, butter, three white, three sweet, you mix them, you know, so then that, you know, makes some kind of like shape in the cake, then you, dedicate for them, or chujung means dharma protectors, chilecho means, you know, so then, there are, you know, like, there's practice, you know, so in the monastery, everybody does that in the monastery, not as an individual monk, but as a, you know, group, that, you know, maybe 1 month you are responsible to lead that, to do that, you know, practice, then second month someone else will take over, you know, so basically it's like tea offerings, there's, you know, a long list of prayers, then you say that, then you ring the bell, then you make tea offerings, then you say again, then you make the tea offerings, you know, basically it's making offering to the Dharma protectors. So Rinpoche said, Namse, I'm not sure where the Thangka is now. Over there, you see that over there? That's Lama Zopa Rinpoche said, I think, for Dr. Brown remembered, Robbie remembered, that's the protector of Kadamba Center, that's our protectors. But, maybe we need to start to make coffee offerings, yeah? Something like that, you know. So these are the four applications, okay. First one, accumulate merit. second one purification, third one making offering, offering something, you know, ritual cake. But that ritual cake, they need to learn how to make them. The basic is like food offerings. So then third one is like, you know, some bring some kind of tea offering. So when you go next time, when you go to monastery, you will see, you will hear them, or you can see them. Actually, Gisam will take there. You can see them how they do the. When they do the tea, black, this black tea, so that's exact, that's what it means, last one. The tea offering for Dharma protectors, no? Each monastery, we are protectors. Each monastery protector, no? Then, you know, like, Jing Yin Lam Tzu Che Tsun is, based on these four applications, then, you know, how to, you know, like, transform, unfavorable condition into favorable conditions. For the favorable indicate for Dharma practice. Dharma practice. So, no. Ne de la sobe chingi juwana dunga mi de jin dewa de na deve ju so sashi che lane da deva do ni do samla so. As I mentioned before, like, in Buddhism, everything is dependent. No, there's no independent. Everything is dependent on the cause of the condition. Whatever happening, there's a reason. Nothing happening for no reason. Everything's happening for a reason, you know. The reason, you know, so then there's like causality, law of causality, you know. If you're enjoying some good time, something wonderful, or need to understand, I need to create more positive, I need to think positive, I need to do positive things. If I really want to enjoy good time, I need to create the cause. I need to create the cause, no? It's not just random or accident, no? Now I'm enjoying, no? I need to create cause for that, no? Or I'm facing some difficulties, so I should not, you know, like, think something negative. Everything has cause and conditions, no? Sometimes the cause doesn't correspond with the conditions. May take long time, but it's there, but it's travel long, take long time, and you know, then conditions then, that's what happens. Then, the one with the one, they're not jutsu sashi, don't do sashi, don't do sashi, don't do sashi, you know. So, we'll be here now till 10 o'clock. So, Lama Dho Chö Chö Bada Menda Puja, Lama Dho Chö Bada Menda Puja. A big storm. Any questions? You want to ask any questions? Fourth one is like Chile. Chile is like Manas. We to our Kadamba said the same. No, we have like project. We are project. Manas is also a project. So then, you know, they heavily rely on their protectors to provide them as the conditions, no? So then they make offerings to the Dharma protectors, no? For example, like Tibetan government now, Tibetan exile government, all the major decisions is been done by protector and the people, no? So if there's, whenever there's like huge decision to make, human cannot decide, so then nature oracles has the nature trance. There's one monk that trance, the nature oracle basically come into the body, you know, so then there's like especially people who could understand what they know, or then you write it down, so then there's, oh, this much puja needs to be done, this needs to be done, that, oh, where is going wrong, so then nature oracle said, you know. Yeah. That's like so far since at the fifth Dalai Lama, all the major decision in Tibetan government is done without, with the combination of human and the protectors, Dharma protectors. This has been done, no? With Dharma protectors, no? So, I remember, I think one Westerner went to Neju Oracle, his monk. Oracle means, you know, the person who trains, you know. That's like for Padma Sambha, Guru Rinpoche, you know, Guru Rinpoche. When he came to Tibet, you know, Tibet, there's, you know, he, according to the history, you know, there are like all kinds of like spirits roaming around in Tibet, and he managed to control most of them, control them, made the promise. And people are having a hard time to believing him. So that's why Padma Sambha started to invite the protector into people's body, so that they can talk, you know, trance. So, otherwise, this like custom that made for Nijung Oracle is really, really happy. If you just wear power, you will choke. You know, this is all made of silver and gold. It's really, really heavy. You know, just 4 persons need to lift it up. So when that monks get trance, has no problem. It will go like this, no walk down there, to go there, you know. Nobody, no need help, like probably 15 minutes, 10 minutes, depends, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, and like no problems. Then the minute that oracle has disappeared, and first thing the people in this hall, their head so heavy, the people couldn't, you know, like, help, so then just untie, and then, So the, I think Pema Sama, you know, started, Pema Sama, the children of Chilejo, Sijong, so every major project that, you know, like overtaken by the monastery, so they, you know, every monastery, they are what you call protector house. Inside the monastery, the small room they dedicated for protector house, that's where all these, you know, tea offerings happening. So when people travel, you know, they go there, you know, to donate some money, to ask them to do tea offerings, you know, into something like that, any like tradition that's there. So that's called Hamula, the last one. Tilecho, Tilecho means, Tile, Tile means, you know, like, how is it, luck, or to, is it to? What do you do here, what do you do for good luck, what do you do?
Knock wood.
Huh? Huh? Oh, knock on wood, bring good luck?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. Mm. So in our tradition, it's not that easy. Just bring good luck. Yeah. No, no. So there are no rituals. Rituals that you do, practice. Talk means talk like, say, okay, I need some, how you say, some luck because I'm thinking to start this project. I need some luck. I say, help, help. But you have no idea where the help come from. You have no clear idea where the help come from. You know, but, you know, so then, therefore, you do this tea offering to the Dharma protectors to basically request to, you know, provide. See, if you think very carefully, it doesn't make sense, you know, because in our mind stream, there are many, many seeds. It's not all negative seeds, you know. There are like tons of positive seeds. Some of them, you know, may not, you know, may take like long period of time to meet the conditions. So what the oracle, you know, like, they probably, you know, like, how say, they can move things around. Yeah. So these are the 4 applications, okay. Jawashita Devya Thangaji, Sosa Dibhajyong, Dengke Laktoma Deshujyong Lakshidhijyong. These are the 4 applications. So, yeah, so now 8:30, so probably stop. Yeah, stop. So then walk into the rain. Walk into the rain. So now, next time, if you wonder, okay, now you know I'm facing some difficulties, how I should, how is it, deal with the difficulty? Is there any practice in Buddhism that probably help me to deal with the situations? This is the one here, right here. So you can point, if someone asks you, you can point, you know, stanza number 97, you know, give you some idea. No, so the idea. Question of oracles?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was wondering about the oracles because I have a lot of DVDs about, and I see them. I've seen the oracles perform. Even if you see Kundun, you'll see the oracle in there, and you see that.
In the Kundun movie Kundun.
Yes, life of you know. But what the question is, I'm just wondering: are oracles like tokus? Are they discovered? Are they intentionally reincarnated like that, or are they trained? Or you know, are they picked as a young child and trained? Where do the oracles come from?
Oh, the person.
Yes, the person. Are they reincarnations? Like, I'm just wondering about that.
There's a number of ways. You know, some of them like family lineage, family tree, father and son and like that. You know, if there's nothing like that, you know, so then like group day, you know, there's like intensive practice, you know, to invite oracles. Intensive practice, you know, couple of hours of practice. So then group of monks, you know, it doesn't have to be monks, you know, it could be lay people too. Group of monks, then, you know, then they do the practice. You know, everybody, you know, 100% concentrated. They do the practice, and one of, you know, then one probably will get, you know, trance. There's one way to find new one. Mostly it's like family, it's like lineage, you know, it's like run through lineage, you know, maybe father or maybe teachers, that they have to be a father, maybe a teacher, you know, like pass it down.
Thank you.
Yeah, so then.
Where are the spirits where are the spirits and the invisible spirits that you talk about? Where are they on the path to enlightenment? Are they going to be enlightened at some point?
Yeah, some point they will get enlightened. Everybody will get enlightened.
So they're a being.
With the nature, so.
So they're a sentient.
Yeah, they're sentient beings. They're probably, you know, like going through much more problems than we humans do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they have probably much more problems, you know. Mm-hmm. Therefore, nothing to be fearful of them, because they have so many problems, you know.
Thank you.
Okay.
So in the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 235, and we'll chant stanzas 1 through 4. Page 235 in the Gold Prayer Book.
So next Wednesday, there's going to be a review about the five power review before the class. Next Wednesday, all right?
Gewadinu dudak lama sange du Jesus, dusum shepe ge wa tan che ki nyo wa ga la cho tu na pa de da she ge we sa wa di kun kyam sambo chu ju rap tu ngo wa gi. Then 244 in the same book, and 245.
Gani rawe kowe shinkamji Tendan dewa malu shungwene Chende siwan tenzin yatsoi Shafe sinte bardu tengyuchi Chonu iye nala wang shortu Awatare tenbara sopa Dosan gewe teton le felcho Shasen kengyu lama sowa de Tu su chanji changen gawe ten sin kyong se we kun zu do po se chok sun ku we le mun tu du sa dok so du je kun du shak ten sho Mikve te we te Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha
Thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. All right.